12:50 is the time. Now, I mentioned earlier on another story I was very keen to cover is this this issue with Grok. I mean, issue is actually putting it mildly, that MPs have now called for a boycott of Elon Musk's X over the Grok AI undressing. I covered this when I was in for the breakfast show a fair few days ago, and I was joined by Fevzi Turkulp, the editor of GadgetDetective.com, who regularly helps us with these matters. Fevzi Turkulp joins me again now. Since we last spoke, Fevzi, it's interesting. All we had before was a fairly toothless response from Ofcom. Now we have MPs intervening. It seems like more is being done.
Yeah, in fact, we have Liz Kendall, who's the technology secretary, has also intervened in this, and she's urged action under the Online Safety Act, and Ofcom have made urgent contact with XAI, the people who make Grok, asking them to check compliance with UK laws. This is a product of the design. Okay, this is an AI system that's marketed as being less censored, free speech platform, and they've allowed people to upload photographs of real people and then to edit them. And one of the things that they allow that others don't allow is images of well-known people. So you can do celebrity deepfakes, political deepfakes, all sorts of things. At the moment, people seem to be making non-consensual sexualized content, so they're getting normal pictures of well-known people.
Well, and I read as well that some young women who played child characters in the Netflix show Stranger Things are among the thousands of images being generated in the last few days.
Yeah, in fact, the Internet Watch Foundation found sexual imagery of children on the dark web that appears to have been generated by Grok, according to them. So yeah, it's really not good enough to allow it to produce it and say, well, we'll take it down when it's reported. That's not good enough.
As you pointed out when we last spoke, Elon Musk had sort of been joking about this because I think people had asked for him to be put in a bikini and he found it all very hilarious. We had an apology, but from Grok, which, as you pointed out, is not a sentient being and so cannot really be sorry. Have we heard anything from the bigwigs at X with regards to this?
They put out a fairly bland statement saying that they take things down when they encounter it, and they ban people permanently. But that doesn't mean anything because you can open a new account in moments. So being banned is no great shakes. The people who are doing this are well capable of going through that. But it's just, they want a different culture. They want an edgier AI. And actually, the reality is all AIs are edgy, if I can put it in that way. Mm. But the Grok has fewer guardrails to filter what comes out. So I think we discussed before, it's actually quite hard to stop an AI from complying with a prompt or a request, except that you can put filters on its output. So sometimes you see it creating something inappropriate, even on other AI systems, and then it and then it gets blanked because the filters cut in and stop it. And where it's going badly wrong is that these filters don't seem to be, well, I was going to say they don't seem to be effective, but I don't know that they're designed to be that effective.
Yeah. The Women Inequalities Committee in Parliament have decided they will come off the app. They'll come off X. It's hardly sort of the Prime Minister doing it, but is that going to be the start, do you think, of people coming off? I asked you this last week, and you didn't seem completely convinced. Have you changed your mind?
I just think that they'll just have a different user profile, right? Just for every person that leaves in disgust, probably two more will join in hope. I don't think they'll lose business over it, to be honest with you. They're making their brand, and they're trying not... They're getting as close to the line as they can get away with, and obviously sometimes going over the line as well.
In business news, I was reading Elon Musk's XAI has announced it's raised $20 billion amid the backlash over the Grok deepfakes. The artificial intelligence company run by Elon Musk has raised $20 billion in the latest funding round. The startup announced on Tuesday, even despite the marquee chatbox Grok facing a huge backlash over the sexualized non-consensual images of women and underage girls. It doesn't seem to be putting off investors, worryingly.
Because it actually, if you look at it from a technical standpoint, it's a very capable AI. And it's got a lot of aid. I don't know how they're monetizing it quite exactly, because the free tier that's available is quite extensive. You know, it doesn't cut you off very early in terms of, you know, just giving you a few prompts and then say, right now, pay. It's quite hard to hit the limits on Grok. So, but as an AI system, it's quite advanced. It can do some things rather well. You know, they all have slightly different strengths and they all leapfrog each other over time. But, you know, some of the sort of PhD level mathematics and so forth, it does quite well.
Mm. Where does this go next, do you think, Fevzi, lastly?
I think we're going to learn that Ofcom doesn't have what it takes to rein in the likes of Grok. I just don't see it. And particularly, don't forget, we've got President Trump, saying that the Europeans should not be regulating these technologies, that they want to keep their AI lead, and that the Europeans are trying to hold it back. I don't think this is an example of an AI lead, but the Trump presidency is quite aggressive about fines from European countries.
Thank you, Fevzi, as always. Fevzi Turkulp is editor of GadgetDetective.com and a podcast by the same name as well.